Welcome to the Freakin' Fantastic Fantasy Football Podcast. We break down the ins and outs of each matchup to determine who will be a champion and a loser. Here are your hosts, Josh and Justin.
I think this is the first week we both won. That's why we're starting off with a celebration. Your hosts with the most, Justin and Josh, right?
Hey, welcome back, football world. I am your host, Justin Majors. I got my side co-host right here, Josh Carlson. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing great. We're doing great because we both won last week.
We did. I looked it up. It's actually the second time we won the same week, but it still feels like the first.
I know. I thought how bad of our teams have performed this year. Finally, both they got us got a win. But speaking of getting wins,
yes.
I actually played Eric last week, who happens to be our guest this week on this week's pod. So, Eric, welcome in.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a long time due here since I am the original OG of this league, as no one else knows me besides Josh.
Well, you are the champion, so we can give you a few minutes to gloat. You know, you are the reigning champion.
Well, this champion's not doing well this season, but I've come back in a lot of leagues before, so no one should take me lightly. I'm a pretty confident person, so.
you and Justin did a nice trade this year already, and it's kind of paying off for you already. Damian Pierce
I would say that. I was shocked in the trade. Usually I get trades that are like reject. And that one was like, I was trying to read into it. Like there was more to it. I checked both of my players that I had. And I said, well, this is an immediate impact for me and more of a long-term impact for Justin here. So it's like, I got to go with it. So it's definitely paid off, not in the wins, but for me where I really needed a running back.
Yeah. So, Justin, you want to recap that trade again? Who'd you trade again? You traded Damian Pierce and
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb, that's right. CeeDee's been kind of hit or miss. We'll see what happens when Dak comes back, right? And but Damian Pierce has been an instant start for you now. I mean, even though he sat on your bench the first week before he actually did something. But
yeah, that's for sure.
So, Eric – So, yeah, we mentioned that you were one of the OGs from the league. Like, back in the day, I started this league. It was called the BPFL, which stood for Bridgepoint Fantasy Football League. This was in St. Pete where Eric and I met. And this is kind of how we became friends, I guess, because we used to get together and watch football on Sundays.
Yep.
Over at Beef O'Brady's, right? You and your
Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot about that. Beefs.
Yeah,
we don't really have a play. I live in Rochester, New York, up in the nation. A little shout out to my Bills. And we don't have a Beef O'Brady's here. So there's a lot of watching football on the TV, but I'm actually going to the Bills Dolphins revenge game, I'm going to call it. So I'm pretty pumped about that since Buffalo is about an hour, 15 minutes from me.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like, that'd be an excellent game to go to. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to come out raging in that one.
Well, I'm pumped for this weekend. Got to take care of business this weekend. So,
yeah, that's true. So tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, your history and fantasy football, if you want.
All right.
Give me a few minutes.
It's like I started in for Yahoo. I started in 99, so way back when. And I really got into it prior to that because I want to say it was like in seventh grade or something. A teacher of mine, I think it was like a math teacher, was like, hey, I want you to pick. And this is back in newspaper days. I want you to pick some players out of the newspaper. We're going to write stats on the, and then basically she made up fantasy football. I mean, I'm guessing fantasy football was happening back in the 90s, but it was like, she made up fantasy football for me, and I got so into it. And I honestly did really horrible. It was baseball. I wasn't very as good at it, but it got me into it. So then when I noticed the Yahoo started to pick up, it was a thing. I jumped into it, but not really knowing and not really getting decent at it, honestly, until PPR came out. I was awful at standard leagues. But PPR is really where I came into it. And then getting into the league with you here was like, yes, it's no blame. It's honestly the league I've been in the longest out of all the leagues I'm in right now. It's been a great league, and I'm always excited to be in it. And I'm honestly shocked I won last year. But, hey, every year is a new year, and this year I'm not doing so well. So,
yeah, it was last year. I think you had Josh Allen who took you, who was the number one quarterback last year, and he took you over the edge, I think.
Yeah. He probably should be everyone's number one pick. I know quarterbacks aren't normally going in the first round, but my gosh, man, I've seen every angle of these throws he's making and seeing him in person play. I went to a preseason game against the Broncos. That's where they didn't – I don't think they punted, or maybe they punted one time. And they won like 40-something. I forgot what it was, but I'm watching the throw from like the first row of the 300 section, and you could hear it. Like there's like a whistling sound. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's so crazy that Josh Allen has become so great, right? Because his first 2 years in the league, he really didn't do much. And everybody thought he was a bust, and nobody was really believing in him. And then his third season is when he kind of just took off, and he hasn't slowed down since.
I will say I was a Josh Rosen guy. That's who I wanted in that draft. And brought Josh Rosen, who he was dumped, I think, last week. He was let go. So, I mean, Allen, I mean, what they've done on this team is unreal. Like, all pretty much the majority of their draft picks have been hitting, which is how you got to win. You got to build from the draft. You can't always be the Rams.
Exactly. I think then the Rams kind of their plan kind of backfired in their faces this year because their team is not very good.
No.
They got all the talent in the world, but they can't put it all together.
No,
so.
They have no deep threat.
Yeah.
Got the Juju guy at well or whatever, but they don't have anyone to extend the field, and Robinson's been an absolute bust. Like, what a waste.
Yeah, his best quarterback was Blake Bortles.
Oh my gosh. So I do every year where I pick like the division winners. And my big winner this out of my, I always pick one that was, you know, like, why would you pick that team? I picked the Jaguars. So I'm really hoping on you. I really need your team to come back and take over the division, but I can't stand the Titans. I think they're
I can't stand them either. I was glad you guys beat up on them a little bit.
Yeah.
Jags play the Colts on Sunday again. So this is could be the revenge game for the Colts in Indianapolis. So, hoping the Jags can put last week's terrible loss behind them and make them come back up for this week.
I mean, you got to get Etienne the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, not just because I have him on my fantasy leagues, but I'm like, he's a true talent. You have a good coach, maybe a great coach. Your quarterback is legit. So I haven't watched all your games of the Jaguars, but like, I would think that division's up for grabs because the Titans, if you stop Henry, Tannehill is a play action quarterback. If he has no play action, he's got nothing. So
and that's kind of the same way that the Colts are too, right? Yeah. Everybody's thinking Matt Ryan might have a resurgence, but he can't do anything out there, and especially with Jonathan Taylor. If they can't get him going, it's over.
I know.
So it's anybody's division still. So enough about NFL football. We can talk fantasy now. Justin, you have any questions you want to ask Eric, you know, now that we got him on the pod? Did we lose Justin?
Well, that's a great question, Justin. Let me answer that.
I don't know what happened to Justin, so I guess we can keep going.
Maybe you have a question for me.
Well, just you know what? It's been so long since I talked to you in person.
It's been like 10 years.
Yeah. So one of these days, we got to get you down here. I know you're kind of up there in Rochester. You got a family now. It's hard to travel, but, you know.
I will. My parents are snowbirds, so they live in St. Pete. And so they're actually leaving a couple weeks to go back down there. And my grandma, who's 95 years old, still lives in Melbourne, and I have cousins in Lakeland. So actually the guy that I begged to like live with me, my cousin who's like the same age as me, moved down there, and then I bailed on him, which is pretty, pretty rude of myself, but so he still lives in Lakeland.
That's fun. But yeah, so we get you down here sometime. Just let us know, and we'll get together and have, you know, have a drink or have a watch some football or something.
Definitely, like, I think, old times.
Yeah, I'd love to do a draft where I can get the entire league together, where we do it in person.
Yeah, there's like, I think being in person have been probably the best, like the most fun. I'm really into fantasy sports just in general, but mm-hmm. I love the get together ones because there's a lot of just like, why the heck would you pick that guy type of thing. Yeah. I love just like ripping on people, and I love when they rip on me, so I don't mind it at all.
Yeah. And that's fun too, because we were like making fun of Chris in this year's draft because he took a kicker early, and we were making fun of Matthew with his kicker and his defense early, but Matthew kind of just talked some smack in the league chat about, you know, his kicker and his defense finally did something for him in the same week. So
it is, I mean, there's the unwritten rules of the kicker and defense, unless you have like Justin Tucker. I'm pretty much a plug. I'm going to switch him out probably every week unless I find someone that's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Like the Buffalo's defense would have been great this year, but I don't like to jump on preseason hype when it comes to those type of things. When it comes to defenses, I'm going to wait and see. And if I miss out, I'm fine. I'm fine missing out on a defense. I'm not fine missing out on a wide receiver quarterback. Obviously this year with Joe Burrow for me has just been, I don't know if you know, but they're bottom five in big plays, which is 20 yards or more. Buffalo, Buffalo and like the Eagles, they're like top five. So those big plays really help. And they're just very vanilla watching the Bengals. Just like, it's almost predictable what they're doing. So,
yeah, I don't know what is wrong with the Bengals this year, but and you picked Joe Burrow and Chase.
I know.
Jamar Chase, and like neither one of them.
I took a risk with Burrow. I knew they would not be as good, but they have four new starters. I know one of them's a rookie on the line, and they have looked as bad, which is shocking to me. And I'm like, how are you not like able to block now? But that you had, is that a lot on their coaching? Like the O-line coach, like how are these guys great for like where you had the guy from the Bucs and the one from Collins from Dallas? Like you're not the same player anymore. What the heck happened? I guess I was just banking so much on that I felt like I could get away with taking quarterback a little bit later and really try to get some. I'm huge on wide receivers, as you've seen the trends that I have over the years. I'm not big on the running backs because they break down, but that's a little miss for me. If I don't find one throughout the season, then I do like this. I'm you know, 1-1 and 4, whatever I am, 1-5, 1-4.
Yeah. Well, Justin's having some technical errors, so let's take a quick break and get Justin back. So we will be back in just one moment, everybody.
Hello, mic check. 1-2-1-2.
1-2-1-2. Welcome back.
All right, that was kind of weird.
Yeah, well, Eric got his time, and we kicked off the extra host.
Well, I was, like, being quiet until like, you guys were talking and reminiscing enough. Like, all right, this is kind of cool. And then I was, like, about to go to a question. And then you guys brought me to a question, and I was like, all right, I'm asking my question, and no one's answering. And I was like, okay, something's really wrong.
Yeah, I was like, let me guess what your question was.
So, if you don't mind, we'll go right to my question.
Yeah.
Eric, is it your biggest regret not taking Josh Allen this year?
Gosh. I would say yes. I think with that, I think most people thought I would take Josh Allen just because I'm a Bills fan, but I'm not big on taking players of just the teams I like. But now looking at it, my gosh, like I should have done it. I was foolish not to do it, and I learned from it. So
I think that all – kicking ourselves for not taking Josh Allen.
Because you had Allen and Diggs last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was game, set, match, you know.
Part of my draft strategy this year was to make sure you didn't have Josh Allen and or Stephon Diggs.
I have Gabriel Davis. So that was my, not say hidden gem, but as Josh knows, as a UCF guy, that guy is brilliant. I mean, how are you that calm? He's so calm. He has no expression on his face. He scores all these touchdowns and he just walks away like no big deal.
And he has no he has big playability, man. He was so good at UCF. They would just throw him the ball and he would catch it. So, like, if he got it into his catcher, if he was catching it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the problem with with Gabe Davis, right, he got you 32 points. And, you know, it was almost – was not enough to pull you across the finish line for me. But he had 171 yards and 2 touchdowns on 3 receptions.
Yep.
Like, he caught 3 passes and ended up with 171 yards. So every single one of those passes was for a deep bomb or a touchdown.
I mean,
and a touchdown. Like
that third down play on the 2-yard line, I almost got up to walk away to get something to drink, thinking we're going to punt, which is rare because we don't punt. It's a big thing. We don't punt. It's not big. Like, who's Sam Martin, our punter? No one knows him because we never punt. And that was like, wow. I was like, is that even a record? That was the first thing I thought. I was like, is this a record for the Bills?
I wanted to get your initial reactions on our trade a couple weeks ago, because I have trade anxiety. Not that I don't like to do trade. I love trades.
Yeah.
I like doing them. But I hate, like, setting up and asking and, like, thinking I'm trying to, like, swindle someone. So it's one, like, obviously, I think, like I said before, mine was more long-term. Yours was more immediate. We just needed the help sooner. But I mean, I gave you a running back that's led two, like, almost 30-point games. But when you were initially at the trade, what did you think of it?
Initially I was like, what am I not looking at? Like, is there something about a player that you're asking for that I'm not seeing? So Godwin, huge potential, was injured. And then Robinson got shot in the leg. So, I mean, he was a guy that was potentially going to start for me. And then that happened. So I was like, great, but I needed to win. So it was like, I mean, when I saw it, I took a couple minutes just to kind of go through the research to see, like, am I being swindled here? But
you're like, oh, like,
I was like, I saw what you saw, like, your thought process of it. And I was like, okay, I can see why you'd want those players. But I'm like, all right. And I wasn't even sure it was going to get accepted, like, from the league. I was like, I'll definitely take that. Give me Pierce all day.
Yeah, and so I think let's go right into our week five recap here, Justin. We can talk about mine and Eric's game, and Eric has to run. I know he's got a hard stop here soon. So want to move right into the recaps for the week?
Yeah, go ahead and start off with your game.
All right, so our week 5 recap. So here we go. So this week, our game of the week was me versus Eric. So Mac Attack versus Prestige Worldwide.
Worldwide?
Mr. Worldwide.
That's right.
But not Pitbull. So I was saying, I was kind of halfway worried, right? I had 123, and I think you had, like, what, 70-something on going into the Sunday night game. I'm like, with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, like, they potentially could have had a shot where they both combined for the 50 points or 60 points you needed. And I said, man, if I get miracled like I miracled Bradford last week, I would be very upset. But I was watching the first half of the game and realized Joe Burrow was not his night. And Ja'Marr Chase wasn't really getting targeted in the first half. So I went to bed pretty confident that I was going to win. So
yeah, I went to bed the opposite. I was like,
yeah, you're like, ah, it's over.
Yep.
But yeah, so my team finally did good. Breece Hall, my goodness, that boy for the New York Jets finally paid off. 100 rushing yards, 97 rushing yards, reception, touchdown. Like, he did it all. So I was extremely happy with how he performed for me. Kirk Cousins finally did good. I finally got a quarterback who scored more than 20 points because, you know, I made the mistake of drafting Russell Wilson. And then, like I said, Eric, your team got a goose from Conklin. And Pierce got you 19 points, which is halfway decent really good for a running back. And then Gabe Davis got you 32 points, but your defense got you minus 2 points. So you've been better off not starting a defense at all.
Why'd I go with Miami? What was I thinking?
Well, you go with Miami thinking that they're playing the Jets and the Jets are terrible, but then Miami has its third string quarterback going and play and they can't move the ball at all. And
yeah. Yep.
So any of your thoughts on that recap? Anything you want to add?
Well, I do regret the whole Miami thing. The Conklin, I mean, I just needed a tight end. The thing. The thing is, one of my things about how I draft is I would rather take an average player from a really good team than a really good player from a bad team. Mm-hmm. And so I went with – but I went against it. So I went with Kyle Pitts thinking they got to throw to someone because they're going to be throwing all game because they're not going to be a good team. And then he mm-hmm. doesn't even play. He gets injured. Then they don't even throw to him, which is, like, shocking to me. So, whatever. Yeah.
I have Kyle Pitts in another league, in my work league. And he is the most frustrating tight end ever because last year he got so many yards and catches and he never got a touchdown. And this year they can't even get him the ball. So,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's like too much draft capital and he's too good to drop. So, it's like – you kind of just bite the bullet and ride with them and hope you get a blow up week for him.
Yep. I'm going to need some miracles going forward. So,
yeah, we'll see how that goes. So Justin and I usually trade off each week on the recap. So Justin, you want to give the next recap for the next game?
You got it, man. So we have Alex Bird versus Joe Snavely. CW won't call back against running up that hill. And it was pretty close for a while. Joe pulls out the victory. With the help of his 1-2 punch of Derrick Henry and Leonard Fournette, who both had 30-point games. Derrick Carr had a pretty nice game against the Chiefs, 21 points. Everyone else is kind of about average. Unfortunately for Alex, he only really had Josh Jacobs had his best game of the year, probably 34 points. And then Justin Jefferson, of course, was a monster with 29, but could not quite get it done.
Yeah, with Lockett finally blowing up for Joe, it kind of pulled him ahead. So,
and I'm checking out the bench too. Like, Joe has some options on his bench that probably helped out too, but Alex fortunately had nothing on his bench that would have really changed the game. He had Pollard, but not taking out Barkley or Jacobs. So maybe Jacobs. Flex, but other than that,
Flex Christian Kirk. He had Christian Kirk in his flex, and he got him 2 points. So that was like his worst fantasy performance all season. Actually, yeah. So
he also played Bagley, who I guess hadn't played yet. So he got a negative there or a no contest there.
Oh yeah, he had a kicker his kicker got 0 points because they didn't score at all.
That sucks. Gotta always keep on the lineup.
Yep.
So go to our next game, Josh.
All right, next game. Eric, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I have just a question for you. What do you think of Christian Kirk?
I love him. I think he's definitely great in our offense. I think that him and Trevor Lawrence have got a good connection, and I just hope they can figure out ways to get him the ball a bit more.
Yeah, because when it initially happened, I was like, I didn't know if the money matched up with the talent because he was essentially like the number two in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And then Zay Jones coming over there. Obviously, I know about Zay Jones. So I was like, is it going to work? But, right, I'll tell you what, good quarterbacks can make average talent even better. So I don't know. That's why I asked you about Christian Kirk because I haven't watched a lot of the game. So.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's that slot X receiver Jacksonville's been missing. So he's fast. He's quick. He can actually catch the ball, which is
catching.
Yeah.
Good. Yep.
Yeah. Last year we had, I think the Jags led the leagues in drops last year. So
if I'm they also led the $1 million for a wide receiver, I want him to catch the dang ball.
Yeah. And they led the league in worst coaching too. So
Urban Meyer, my gosh.
Good riddance.
That's a full podcast right there.
Yeah. So, all right, moving on to Inglorious Stafford versus Carson City Goobers. So, Chris Whelan versus Justin Ray. Justin Ray continues his 4-week winning streak, I think he's had one loss in there, but he keeps winning, keeps on his track. 122 is the lowest score of the season, so he hasn't scored lower than 122 points this year, which is why he's 4-1. Chris's team just couldn't keep up, and only scoring 88 points isn't going to win you many fantasy football games. So Herbert did nothing. He got a zero from T. Higgins, who got hurt. Dallas Goedert got him 17 points. I mean, his kicker and his defense, like Buffalo got him 14 points and Justin Tucker got him 16, because that's pretty much all they did was kick field goals in the Baltimore.
Yeah, that one sucked for me. I wish they, you know, Bengals could have done a little bit more.
Yeah. Yep. So that's kind of where that one ended up. Yeah. And, you know, Justin again continues on and is currently in third place. Eric, I just had a question for you.
As yeah.
Playing fantasy football. Sorry, we're in the middle of the recap, but kind of reminded yeah. me. What is your thoughts yeah. on the league and the divisions? Are you good with the divisions and like how we have them set up? Or do you prefer just having everybody in one big competing against each other?
Whatever benefits me is what I like. honestly, it doesn't matter to me. I have other ones that we have divisions. It's fine. It looks like a football league instead of a soccer table, as we call it.
Yeah. No, I think it's fun because, you know, if you win your division, you get that bye. So all you have to do is beat the other guys in your division. But the way I have it set up too is like it doesn't go on division. It doesn't go by division ranking either. So like the two leaders of the divisions are ranked 1 and 2, but everybody else is ranked based on their win-loss record. So
that's good. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that's why Justin's ranked 3rd, even though he's 4-1, and Matthew is 3-2. But it's because Matthew's leading his division at 3-2. So I just thought it's just a different setup that we have with our league, and I kind of like it. But if you know, I'm always willing to, you know, make this kind of a democratic process. If the league likes it or doesn't like it, then we change it up. So, but it seems like everybody's pretty happy with how we have it set up now. So,
yeah,
I'm good with it. All right, Justin, moving on, we can get back to the recap.
All right, so let's see, next game is Miami Sharks and Rat City Clutch, which is probably the biggest blowout game I've ever seen in fantasy football. Goodness. Caleb won by 99 points. I'll say that again. 99. Caleb beat
Didn't even beat him by 100, jeez.
Caleb beat John by as many points I scored, and I still won. But nonetheless.
Yeah, and 99. Guess who plays Caleb this week? Me. So I hope he doesn't have a repeat of performance.
I mean, even if he has half the performance, it's still pretty good.
Well, when Josh Allen scores you 43 points, Eckler scores him 40.
And hey, who's doing recap here? Who's doing recap? Know. Thank you, sir. Yes, Josh Allen scored 43 points. Metcalf had 17. Eckler had a monster game of 40 points. Travis Kelce, of course, he found the end zone a couple times. Or one time, but had a lot of yards to go with it. He has freaking the biggest kicker, had 16 points. Like, just all down the line was a monster. And then, not to mention that, his freaking bench, who picked up Taysom Hill, didn't play him. He could have another 43 points.
Yeah.
Man,
he could have 230 points.
Well, just think if the Bills would have let Allen play in the fourth quarter. I mean, jeez.
Well, he wouldn't have played Taysom Hill over Kelce, and he wouldn't have played Taysom Hill on his quarterback. I guess he could have flexed him in a super flex. I mean, he could have played him over Kelce and he would have got a little bit more points, but.
I mean, and not that John had a bad game, and we saw it overall, but just not on the good week of Caleb.
But yeah, John got his top threes were Hurts, Kupp, and Cooper, and everybody else kind of failed him there. So, all right, we can move on to the next one. So this one was kind of fun, right? It's Matthew's OK team versus Super Saiyans, Matthew versus Zach. And we were giving Matt some crap last week. You know, you and I both picked him as our least favorite. And then his team comes back and says, ha, guess what? I can still win without Cordarrelle Patterson. So good job, Matt. Your team proved us wrong this week. You know, we both picked you as the not our favorite team. And your team actually showed up and played. Brady, Diggs, Adams, you have your two receivers showed up and actually played. Everybody else did pretty great. Your kicker got you 18 points, and your defense got you 23 points.
Even McKenzie's excited for him.
Yeah, McKenzie's excited for him, too. Cheers for her Uncle Matthew. So, but the and Zach, you know, Zach, poor Zach plays pretty good every week and is able to just find a way to lose every week. So,
yeah, he's got pretty luck with good luck with players in general, but just bad luck with matchups.
Yeah. So, that's all I got to say about that. Good job, Matthew.
We'll go to our final game, which, of course, is mine. Let's Ride versus Bradford and Team Bradford. And I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous for this one because I had Goff and Brown give me a total of 11 points together. And then Bradford had Lamar Jackson on Sunday night, which even if I had Mark Andrews, I'm like, that means Jackson's going to run for 200 yards probably. And I'm going to lose by like two or something. Because I know I had a good, like, I think it was up by 20 points by the Sunday game. But luckily, yeah, all of his main points went to Andrews, so that just kept me up even more. So I was always surprised that I won without scoring 100. Two, won by 30, and I'll just take the win while I can get it.
Yeah. So, you know what? You play your opponent each week is the opponent you're playing, so you can win that way. So, you know what? You play who you play, right? So I know we have Eric for about another 10 minutes, so we can jump into our fab grab section, and Eric can kind of talk about the fab and how he – if he likes it this year. So
I had a little bit of different idea.
Yeah?
Since we have a special guest here, and we've always been trying to get other opinions on it, I want Eric to give us his power rankings of the league right now so that we have other unbiased opinions.
So you're talking about, like, I'm going to rank everyone's team.
Yep. Your own opinion. Who's number 1 to number 12?
I don't know if he was prepared for this. I don't know if he knows the league.
Well, I'm pulling up the league right now. And as Bill Parcells would say, you're only as good as your record, right? So
yeah. 8 minutes, you can take it.
Well,
there you go.
I'm going to have to go with the team that selected Josh Allen, obviously. So Rack City Clutch, obviously Clutch.
I think that's a consensus right now, number one team.
I mean, that's just kind of looking through this right now. So, I mean, I could throw a lot of teams out here. I don't know. I mean, this, I'm kind of vulnerable. So, I mean, Matthew's okay team is okay. But, I like the rankings that we currently have. I mean, I would put myself, you know, probably 11th. I don't know. I do think if I'm going to look at him right now, I think Rat, it's.
He was top six. Go halfway.
Yeah, so let's go.
He kind of like interchanges anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of hit or miss with some of them. Every team has a couple holes. Like, I do like. Let me look into this. Carson City Goobers.
Yeah, he's my
AJ Brown. I like it. I like it. I like Chubb. McCaffrey. Is he going to get traded? Murray. Can he see over the offensive line? I don't know. James Robinson, he was good for 1 week. What happened? I would just say Rack City's got a quality team. I'm just kind of going through them here. Let's see. All right. What team is this? Running up the hill or up that hill. I mean, some of these might be matchup-based. Oh, he's got Henry on his bench. Okay, that was like, how did he win some games here? And I'm just being brutally honest because –
That's what we want.
I'm just selecting right through the teams here. Let's see. Let's Ride. Who's Let's Ride? Wentz. Wentz actually scores points. Seems like an awful player, but didn't he have a 75-yard touchdown?
He's my backup. I'll say that. Godwin. I've been using Goff.
Yeah. Oh, you got Taylor. So Taylor, actually, you know what? Nice team. Samuels started off strong. I don't know where he is now, but Andrews is a great player to have if they actually throw to him. Great pickup. I really wanted the Eno Benjamin. I went after the Walker. Obviously didn't get him. And if Robinson plays, man, your team's pretty solid.
Yeah, and if Hopkins comes back.
You got Hopkins later on. So you're really looking for the future, obviously, with when I'm looking at your team. You're hoping – Dalvin Cook goes down. Brown stellar, got injured, came back, didn't do so well. So your team's pretty strong there. So, I mean, if I just look at my team, it's just horrible. But we'll see. So yeah. I don't really have, like, an actual ranking of them, but as I'm just looking through teams. But I would say that the Rack City Clutch, who's this guy? Caleb, yeah. Man, well done with your Josh Allen pick. I mean, and Kelsey. That was the key. So Kelsey, let me tell you something about Kelsey. Kelsey is a guy that when you – he's the top tight end, and then there's, like, a huge drop-off. So last year I went with Kelsey on almost every one of my teams knowing that I'm going to have an edge based off of just that one position. So yeah. Having Allen and Kelsey on there and now Eckler's performing, I really thought DK Metcalf was going to be totally injured after that one play, and now he's suddenly playing again. So I was like, okay. Duvernay is suddenly a number one wide receiver because, you know, they got guys injured or whatever his name was injured. And then, oh, my gosh, Taysom Hill. My gosh. Four touchdowns.
Yeah, we'll see how Caleb's team can do. Caleb's team can do when you start hitting some bye weeks, though.
Yeah, that it happens this week. So, like I said, I was looking through them, saw that Derrick Henry's on a bye. We got some got four teams on a bye this week. So there could be some shuffle, but we don't know. I mean, Caleb's looking good right now, but, hey, all you got to do is win that week, right? So you get in the playoffs, you just got to win that game.
So. Yep, you just got to be better than the – I think it's with the top six teams getting into the playoffs, so you got to be better than the 16 top – you know, be in the top six of the league at the end of the season, right?
Well, I'm in 12th, so I got a long way to go. So.
Yeah, well, we still got some time. You can,
I've done it before. Done it before, so I'm hoping. So.
Hey, you're the reigning champions, so hopefully you look more look less like the Rams this year and more like the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Rams. Patriots when they were – dominant
over the years. He's got that championship hungover.
Yeah, championship hangover.
Yeah, I was drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Too much Kool-Aid. Jumping all right, balls. Eric.
We know you have to run, so we appreciate you jumping on the pod with us this week. Have your wife listen to it. Tell her I said hi.
I will. I will.
And you know, we'll talk to you later. Again, we'll keep in touch and keep joining in on the Discord and on the fun group chat we got going on. And
for real, please have me again. Like, I love doing this stuff. I've been on some other podcasts, so really, you know, throw me in there, give me some crazy questions, whatever you want. But I will keep up in the chat and see what I can throw in there. You know, I know I don't really know anyone else, but whatever. You know,
as I said, we have to get you down here and get you together. Get together. So,
like, it's that guy. That's the guy. Yeah,
everybody's gonna be like, "Who's that?" It's like, it's Eric.
All right, see you guys. Thank you.
All right, Eric. Thanks, bud. Cool. All right.
That was fun.
Yeah. So that was Eric. Eric is my buddy from St. Pete and one of the true OGs for this league. So I was glad he can get on and get to know everybody.
Grab now.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're very excited for Josh.
I am very excited because I paid up for Kim Walker. I needed a running back to pick up for, you know, some of the other players that kind of bust on me in the draft. So I paid up for Kim Walker because I know I'm not sure who's going to be he's going to be the starting running back now for the rest of the year because the guy in front of him got hurt, and Kim Walker's a decent running back. He's a rookie, but now it's the job's his to lose. So I paid $27. The next highest offer was $21, so I didn't pay too much overpay for him. And, sometimes you just got to know who the rest of the league is, and nobody else has even bid more than $25, so I figured $27 would be a safe bet.
Yeah, the next bid was, of course, me, $21. I was trying to gauge where everyone was at. I knew like 20, I think, was for Herbert a couple weeks ago. So I was like, all right, well, maybe someone's going to go on the same lines. But wasn't good enough. And I'm really upset because none of my claims went through. So I was trying to get to Geno Smith to get my streamer week, trying to run no more to get my flats. And this is how the league goes this week. And this is fine.
Yeah. And Hayden Hurst went to Joe. Graham Gano went to Alex because him and somebody else bid a $0 bid, but Alex ended up having the higher waiver priority, so he ended up getting Gano. Geno Smith went to Joe with running up that hill. So Joe was trying to shuffle his team, I think, because of the bye weeks coming up. And then sure. Rondell Moore, who's a good pickup for Chris, I think. I was thinking about picking him up. But I'm like, I have too many different receivers. I really need to throw all going on running backs, so.
Yeah, I was trying to, like, balance out my team a little bit more, too, because I dropped Mostert, who, of course, goes off this week. I was kind of upset about that. As soon as I traded away Pierce, he starts going off. I was like, dang, man, I have Taylor, who's mostly one of the top guys. He can't even, stay on the field right now and let alone get a decent game.
Yeah. Well, I needed somebody, too, who's going to be a full-time starter, right? Because I have Travis Etienne, who I'm still waiting for that breakout game. And I needed somebody who's going to be a full-time starter. And Melvin Gordon looked okay, but that offense is just rough over there in Denver.
I keep thinking about sending you a trade idea for Etienne, but I just think you won't let him go because he's on the Jets.
Yeah, I'll give you Melvin Gordon if you give me a good offer.
We'll talk about
that afterwards. How about that?
Sure.
I know our podcast is going to be long. This is going to be the longest one we've run. So,
when you add a new guy like Eric, it's definitely going to go over the time.
Yeah, I know. I love having guests. So, anybody else who wants to come on this pod, just hit me up with a text and let us know. We'll get you on here.
All right, let's go right to Not My Team, Josh. You want to start us off?
Not My Team. So, my favorite, I'm pulling your strategy this week. I'm putting Caleb as my favorite team. I wrote down Josh Allen, WTH. What the heck, man? That guy has been absolutely nuts this season. And, Caleb's got to be the number one team, right? I mean, will his team ever come down? I'm hoping this week is his down week, right? Because I need to his team to have down week or my team just to blow up again. But it hasn't done it yet. So hopefully it does.
I think
blow up. Yeah, so. Yeah, and then this week's not my least favorite team. I put not Matthew, right? Because last week we were giving him crap for being not our favorite team, but he proved us wrong. So he's not my least favorite team this week. But my least favorite team has got to be Joe. His team, at least this week, his team's on bye, has a bunch of bye weeks. So all of his big star players are on bye. So I got to go with Joe as my least favorite team this week.
Solid, man. We're
and Eric mind. Plays him too, so Eric, maybe in line to get a victory this week. So,
my team this week is going to be Ubers. Justin, he's only one of the other teams that lost one game besides Caleb. He just gets to his scores high. We talk about his 1-2 punch. He's just always running. We kind of questioned it because he took McCaffrey over Taylor, but obviously that's panning out for him very well. Especially in the last couple weeks. So, but good job, Ray. And then my least favorite is I picked Joe as well. Only because he has three quarterbacks on the team right now, and he can only play one at a time. So I was kind of questioning that.
Giving him kind of some heart.
Some I will say that, times. Of course, Dak is on IR, so that's why he has, needs QB help, but other than that, that's kind of why I think he's struggling with finding the one guy to keep in there.
Yeah. All right. That's moving on to our last segment.
Matchup of the week. I'll start us off this time.
Week. All right, Justin.
I picked John Snavely versus Team Bradford. I picked it because I feel, both teams are kind of in the lower ends. They're both. Let's see what the records are. They're both 2-3. So it's going to be kind of a breaking point for one of them. One's going to be even, one's going to be 2-4, which is going to be kind of hard to come back from, especially the way the divisions are. But it might be a defining moment for one of the teams. It's what I was going with.
Yeah. All right. And my team, my matchup of the week is actually my matchup, right? I play Caleb, so it's Battle of the Carlsons, McAtech versus Raxley City Clutch. I am hoping this is the week that Josh Allen scores at least less than 30 points. That's all I can hope for, right? Him and Kelsey have a bit down week since they're playing each other, right? So Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills are playing the Kansas City Chiefs, which is going to be an excellent game. The last time they played was in the AFC Championship game last year. That is going to be a fun game to watch. So I'm hoping I can ride ride the wave of points, and my team scores just enough to beat them. So
that was a game where, like, it was like four touchdowns was scored in the last like 2 minutes or something.
Yeah, it was really crazy. Like, went to overtime. Neither defense could stop the other offense, and Buffalo Bills got screwed, you know, because the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, went down and scored that touchdown in that opening drive, and they didn't even get a chance to answer. So,
Only forgets Caleb doesn't have a kicker.
Yeah, and Caleb doesn't have a kicker. So, if Caleb drops Daniel Carlson, I'm picking him up. So, just throwing that out there, Caleb.
I hope Caleb listens before he decides to change the team around.
Yeah, no. Sometimes you could, like, drop your kicker on the bye week and, you know, hope to pick him up again if you like to. But if I see him on the waivers, I'm picking him up. I don't care if he's on a bye. Just because I love that last name. So,
let's go into our power ranking.
All right. Power rankings.
Do you edit these? I'm just not looking at it. It looks kind of the same.
Yeah, I didn't really edit them. No. I didn't get a chance to do that. But let's go right in. Maybe we can move them around.
Why don't we do our top six for this week, and then we'll, since, like you said, the bottom half kind of changes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like the same top six. I guess I would move down. Number one would be Caleb, of course. Number two would be Justin. I think number three, I got to put Matthew's okay team. Like, we dropped him down so much last week, but he just proved us wrong that his team can still compete. If Tom Brady and his two top receivers are continuing to perform, I think he's going to be okay, even without Cordarrelle.
Sounds good to me.
Then I'll go with right. It says Joe is on there, but I don't want to go Joe. I'll put myself up there, number four.
Controversy, you
know,
I love it.
I know, but hey, I'm on a 2-week winning streak, so hey, I can put myself up there, right? I can move myself up. Then I'll probably put I'd have to go with I don't like Joe's team, but he is in fourth place at 3-2 as well, so I'll put him there at number five or four, or yeah, number five. He won't be too great. And then number six, you know, Mac, let's ride. I'll put you at number six, right? Because you're in the league. Your team, you're actually in a 1-week winning streak. You know, you're moving, making some moves. You're getting some players back who are actually going to be good. If you can hold on to one this week and you get Hopkins back, that's going to be such a huge lift to your wide receiver room. So,
awesome, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty close around the same. I would do Caleb, Justin Ray, Matthew. I'd probably put Chris up there at number four. And then I go you, and then I would say Joe, but I'd probably go to...
Neither one of us like Joe, but watch him score a lot of points this week. It's just, like you said, Joe's team's got all those receivers, and he's on bye week this week. So, Joe, it's weekly bye weeks, or weekly power rankings, so next week you can come back. So...
For sure.
All right. This is going to be a long one. I think this is going to be like an hour-long podcast, so hopefully we get people listen through it all the way.
Well, certainly was fun, and once again, thanks up to Eric to come on the episode. We'd love to have the guys come on whenever they want. Always open to
varying. Yeah, if you want to make an appearance on the show, just hit Justin and myself up. Or just text it on the group chat, and we'll set something up. So,
and if you don't have that much time, just, you know, message the team.
So next week, you will be here. We'll do one more of this next week, and then the following week, I'll be all by myself. Maybe I'll have Mackenzie help co-host this thing, or maybe I'll come up with some special guest host to co-host with me, but...
Maybe we can have a whole Commissioner Family episode.
Mrs. Commissioner, come on and help co-host the show and talk about things she has no clue about. So
she'll talk about uniform colors and mascot's the strongest.
Yep, exactly. Which mascot can win in a fight.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. can't wait to get you next time. And don't forget to message Instagram or on the link if you want to shout out. Peace out.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.